Come on, drop your bags, stay a while.
Why don't you take your coat off and stay a while?
Why don't you stay for a while?
You can stay a little while.
Oh, well, why don't you take off your hat, stay a while.
What are we gonna do next?
I know you guys are all pressed for time with the big show, yippee.
Hey man, everyone's here, time for the show.
Here we go, everybody, come on now.
Yes, here we go. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. Clear skies for you right now. 40 degrees, 6:10. Great to be with you. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Welcome to it. Tuesday. I'll be out broadcasting live today from 4 to 6. Planet Fitness is having a big grand opening in Hermiston. Looking forward to getting down to Hermiston, saying hi to everybody. So stop on by and say hi. In the meantime, the big news really is Zach Toppin will give you a chance to win some of those tickets at 7:20.
I like that. Also, isn't the real big deal Luke Combs?
Luke Combs in Vegas, thanks to Legends Casino. Yes, a code coming down at 8:20. And then other things that are going to be fun today. So we have Facebook Fun.
We do.
Nashville News for you. Getting your day started. Grab a cup of coffee. Let's get going. Or whatever you got. Whatever you got. Got some Red Bull? Yeah, we got you covered. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country. 1027 KORD.
For New Country, it's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you. 40 degrees right now. Clear skies. And Luke Combs in Vegas, thanks to Legends Casino. We'll give you a chance at 8:20 this morning with another code that's going to drop for a chance to fly off to Vegas.
I would love that. Yeah. I haven't been to Vegas in years.
Been a while. And again, hotel accommodations, airfare out of Pasco, $500 spin of cash. Big thank you again to Legends Casino. And we'll have it five times a day you get a chance. So we give you a chance, Jess in the Job, Buddy Logan, and then Evan After 7 a little bit later on. So there you go. Five times a day for Luke Combs. All right, Facebook Fun to get the day started as the holidays are around the corner.
Yeah.
I threw this one up there for you because my wife always talks about it. Turkey or ham? Turkey or ham?
This year we're going ham.
You're going ham.
We're going ham.
All right. If I was not such a turkey lover, my wife would not have turkey. I think she would only have ham.
Really?
Yeah. That drives her nuts about the holidays. I have to have turkey.
Well, you know what? I do like turkey gravy, especially poured over my stuffing and mashed potatoes.
Okay. All right. There you go. All right. So, but if you had your preference in terms of what the main course is going to be, you're going to say ham.
I like what Aaron says. He says prime rib. Oh, yeah. Even though I'm not, again, I'm not a big meat eater.
Okay, you're not a big meat eater? Yeah, I know. But for me, it's like, I guess I'm very traditional. Turkey's Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. and then ham could be Christmas.
Okay.
So that's kind of where I park it.
I feel
it.
You.
That's where I park it. Drives my wife nuts because I think that's the least favorite thing that she doesn't like to cook the turkey. But we're going to Oregon with her mom will be cooking up. Her mom's an excellent cook, and her mom will do it upright for us. And I think the last few years, besides Oregon, we went to Cousin's Restaurant.
Oh, how was that? Yeah.
Multiple times. Yeah. So because my wife has been trying to avoid cooking turkey dinner for years now. She says, I hate the leftovers. I don't like the cleanup. I don't like doing any of it.
Oh, no.
So we've managed to be away and at different places where she doesn't have to do any of the cooking or whatever.
Well, you guys have lucked out.
We have lucked
That's
out.
That's fortunate.
Yeah, we've lucked out. So I thought one year maybe I should just cook the whole thing. That would shock her. She'd probably fall
She'd
over.
She'd love that.
No, because it's to remain, again, it's turkey. So she would not, you know, it's not ham. She's not interested.
Okay.
All right. So there you go. That'll be the Facebook fun for you. Turkey or ham. And thank you on the prime rib. I love that too as well. Keep the comments coming. Share more of those on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
And KORD at 6:36. You got Rick, you got Patty. What is going on in Nashville this morning, Patty?
So we'll begin with Dolly Parton. She's going on another business venture, and she's announced she's partnering with the team behind Tennessean Travel Stop. And together, they are rebranding the truck stop's Cartersville, Tennessee location, turning it into Dolly's Tennessean Travel Stop. Set to open by summer of 2026. She's getting her hands into a lot of things,
yeah,
isn't she?
Yes, she is. Yeah, she is.
Riley Green also now set to perform at U.S. military bases in Japan and Hawaii. Riley will perform at U.S. Navy Base Fleet Yokosuka and Naval Air Facility Atsugi in Japan on March 9th and 10th. And then he'll take the stage at the Joint Base Pearl Harbor in Hickam, Hawaii, That gets underway on March 22nd. Those shows will see Riley performing live for all the sailors and service members and their families. Riley is a dedicated advocate for veterans and active duty service members and established the Buford Bonds Charitable Fund in 2023 to support veteran-focused charities. Well, Keith Urban is admitting that he does sometimes get lonely on the road.
Where do we start? The challenge of being on the road.
It's a calling, and you're born to do it, or you're not going to make it. When you wake up on a tour bus at 3:30 in the morning and you're sick as a dog, you're in the middle of nowhere and you got to play your fifth show later that night and you haven't slept and you miss your friends, you're missing your family and you're completely lonely and miserable and sick and you say to yourself, why am I doing this? The only answer can be, because this is what I'm born to do.
Somehow I feel that's a great promo for the new series, The Road.
Yeah, that's right.
That series follows 12 musicians as they compete as opening acts for Keith at various venues. And if you didn't know it, Keith recently separated from his wife, Nicole Kidman. This is not even country, but I thought it deserves a mention. Just Jared says that Cher... Did you see this, Rick?
I did not.
She's set to make her first Saturday Night Live appearance as a musical guest in nearly 40 years it's been. She last appeared on SNL as a musical guest. That was back in 1987.
That's crazy.
She's made cameo appearances since then alongside Cher. It'll be Ariana Grande hosting the December 20th episode. And last but not least, Chase Matthew surprised Luke Bryan with a Louis Vuitton bag after their tour. He also gifted Bryan's team members with watch holders. Just so you know, Jason Aldean gifted Matthew with a custom Rolex during their tour together. I guess that's the thing to do. You got to give each other gifts after a tour. Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
KORD, got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Yes, I never lie. We'll talk about Zach Top at 7:20. Patty will be having a little bit of fun with you this morning. We'll give away some Zach Top tickets for Sunday night right there in Kennewick. Going to be a fun time. We're going to be out there Saturday night, so looking forward to shaking hands and, you know, saying hi to you. It's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday. So, again, Zach Top, two big shows this weekend.
It's going to be unbelievable. Party's happening at the Toyota Center.
It is. And we'll be out there, of course, and give you a chance to win some Sunday tickets coming up in just a little bit. Now, if you got the KORD mobile app, you can pop that bad boy over. Besides all the contests we got going on right now, I thought it would be interesting to go down that old road.
Which one?
Tri-City's going to get some snow for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And, so, you know, I've been here.
Man, I hope not.
I've been here when it has gotten snow on Thanksgiving.
I don't want any snow. No, thank you.
Right now, higher elevations, yeah, gonna get some snow. But for us, it's a 20%. I mean, it's not a big chance. And that's the higher elevations are 20 to 40% chance. Right now, for us, it may be pretty mild, but you never know.
I hope so. Man, I'm gonna be at a cabin in Leavenworth.
I know that's what you're doing for
I'm
the
hoping
holidays.
I'm taking DJ with us.
So you can read more about that. Mark Ingles, our weather guy, he jumps in on the conversation.
He?
So
nice.
That is posted for you right now on the station mobile app. And deer hunters, what's going on with deer hunters?
You better be careful. There's a couple of different viruses. One is EHD. And they advise you that if you see a sick deer, report it and do not shoot it.
Yeah. Don't want that spreading around, right?
You don't want that.
Not good. And lastly, Rest Made in Richland. Looks like you did the article yesterday.
That's like in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And there's always trouble. And it's right near a middle school. It's right near Chief Joe Middle School, like right behind. Yeah, but that area, for whatever reason, there's always, you know, some activities going on.
But they got them.
Well,
yeah, arrest made.
It goes back to another shooting a couple of weeks previous. So
crazy, guys.
I know.
Stop breaking the law. There you go. How about that? We do a lot of articles and like stop breaking the law, people. All right, you can check out those articles and more. Got it posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
One for New Country, 102.7 KORD. The guy that's performing at the Thanksgiving game for the Dallas Cowboys. Posty's going to be doing that. The Cowboys did win last night, if you're curious.
I didn't even. Yeah,
the Raiders.
Forgot.
Yeah, well, the Raiders are 2-7. So as much as I'd like to say, yay, Cowboys, come on. They're 2-7. poor Pete Carroll. And you know what? I do have an affinity towards Pete Carroll.
You like Pete Carroll?
I love Pete Carroll and Tyler Lockett. They're old Seahawks.
A lot of people like
I got to support him. And again, I'm a Cowboys fan, but... Last night, you know, I was rooting kind of a little secretly for Pete Carroll just because I'd like to see him have some success, you know.
Wow.
And if you didn't know this, Tom Brady is a part owner of the Raiders. Yeah. So interesting. Yeah. So anyway, we'll see.
That is interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. All right. It is time for another edition of Other People's Problems this morning, brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. And we got a situation going on with Dave. What's up with Dave?
Rick and Patty, I've been dating a woman for 3 weeks. It's been fantastic. I've never clicked so fast with someone. On Sunday, tears started streaming down her face at lunch. She told me she's married, but in the process of getting a divorce. She says things may start to get rocky between her and her soon-to-be ex. She said she didn't want to tell me she was getting divorced because she didn't want to ruin things between us. My best friend and brother say I should cut ties with her because the ex is going to cause problems for not only her, but for me. My head says they're right, while my heart says they're wrong and that I shouldn't end things just because it'll be worth it if we can get through this. My brother says it's not worth the hassle. What would you do if you were me? Can you ask your listeners if they've ever been through something like this before? And if they stuck it out, was it worth it? Dave in Richland.
Yeah, boy, I don't know. This is a tough situation to be in because you're danged if you do, danged if you don't on this particular situation. But, I mean, she did, you know, she...
Why is a married woman involved with you, Dave?
Well, that's what I mean. Getting a divorce, so we don't know the whole story.
We don't.
And obviously, she's not going back to the guy. But I will tell you, having been through a divorce, it is not pleasant. It is not fun.
I bet it's emotional.
I would never, ever, ever, ever do it again. I mean, if, as long as I possibly don't have to do it, because it's draining. Even if it's an amicable divorce. My first wife and I were amicable. We did not have any issues, you know, but it still was a struggle. There's a lot of things that go on when you're divorcing. A lot of things you don't think about. A lot of things come out. Different things like that, and just emotionally. So it can be exhaustive. And then, you know, it just depends on if the ex is a jerk, if he wants to drag you into it. My wife remarried, and I don't get along with the new. And he don't like me, I don't like him, and that's just the way it is. And we'll never be on speaking terms. Just never.
How about does your ex life does Megan have anything to do with your ex wife at all?
Oh, they've met. I mean, they've met, but no, she has nothing to do with them. It was 5 years. I met Megan 5 years after, so that had long, you know.
Well, and your child is, what, 30-something now?
Yeah, 30? He's 30, 31. Yeah. Logan's 31 now. But that was the big thing, more than anything else, was trying to navigate the new husband with Logan was more the struggle than anything else, not my ex-wife. And my ex-wife and I, actually, we'd be best buddies if it wasn't for the husband, who just will not, like, he just, you know, absolutely has no time for me. And, like, you know, because, and as my old boss used to say, hey, Rick, why don't you like people who don't like you? Really?
Well, why would you?
Right. Why would I like somebody who doesn't like, you know, I'm not on the planet to make amends with people who don't like me. Sorry. I just don't got the time for it. So anyway, so this is really fresh. Obviously very fresh.
Yeah.
Three weeks.
Brian, I mean.
Yeah. It's been great. I guess I'm going to go crazy here and say, you know what? Hold out a little bit longer. But if it gets crazy, then you got to go. But it depends. Like, who's the crazy?
Well, it's totally up to you. I mean, it's your relationship. It's not ours.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to say that, number one, it's new. You don't know. Some could say that you're the rebound. I always hate when people say that.
I know.
I always hate that because there are plenty of people that I have met in my lifetime that met at church and met at church, and a week later they were married and married for 75 years.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
You can never judge.
No, everybody's different. Yeah. And, like, is it true? Do opposites attract?
Absolutely. I do believe that.
I'm living it.
I do believe that.
I got nothing in common with my husband.
All right, Dave, we'll do our best to solve this for you. What would you guys do? 547 KORD. App chat us. We want to know. We got already a bunch of comments on Facebook. We'll share some of these comments on the way. You chime in too. Rick and Patty, KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509 541 94.7 KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Heart of Stone, 720, number one for new country. It's 102.7 KORD, Rick and Patty with you. Sunshine, got a gorgeous sunrise for you.
Yeah.
40 degrees right now. Coming up, of course, Luke Combs, our great flyaway. Thanks again to Legends Casino. Give you a chance to fly off to Vegas with Luke. That's going to be awesome, Patty.
It is going to be awesome because it's in Vegas, and we've got your hotel accommodations, spending cash, and then also you get to see Luke Combs.
I love it. I love that. Our first code is dropping this morning at 8:20. Now, we're super excited because this weekend, you and I are going to be out there on Saturday night, but he's coming. We're super excited. Zach Top is coming to the Tri-Cities, Patty.
We got the party going on.
And you know what? I think we should give away some tickets. This is going to be for Sunday night. And how about I Never Lie?
Spy the lie, if you will.
Spy the lie. So Patty's going to give you two facts. One of them is a lie about herself, okay? So 547-KORD, 547-5673. We're going to be crazy and just go to the phones. All right. Good morning, KORD. Who's this?
Christine.
Good morning. Good morning. Did you say Christine?
Yes.
All right, Christine. All right, Patty's going to give you two facts about her. One is a lie, okay? So here you go, Patty.
I'm reading two statements.
All right.
I never lie, Christine. I was once an extra on The Young and the Restless. The next statement is I was in a popular 80s top 10 music video.
Which one is the lie, Christine?
The first one.
The Young and the Restless? Absolutely. 100%.
You're right. I was never an extra. They wouldn't have me.
They wouldn't have her. But if you... But
I was in a music video.
She is in the Jets. You Got It All from the 1980s. She's actually in the video, slow dancing across the stage as the Jets sing You Got It All. So congratulations, Christine.
Who wants to go see Zach Top, Christine?
Yeah, you're going to Zach Top.
Yeah,
congratulations.
That sounds great.
Yay. Hang on here. We'll get you taken care of, okay? There you go. Just like that. There you go. So, yeah, there's Patty. And
it's funny because I did a deep dive down into the Jets. And
yeah.
The lead singer, well, there's a lot of Jets. They're a huge family
they
group.
They are. The Wolfman family, right?
Yeah, and Elizabeth was 14 when she sang
amazing.
It.
Amazing. So go check it out. YouTube, the Jets, You Got It All. You'll see Patty with the poofy hair dancing across the floor. There you go. And tomorrow, another chance at Zach Top Tickets. I Never Lie, 102.7 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Hey, number one for new country, it's 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Hey, join me today this afternoon. It's the big grand opening, Planet Fitness right there in Hermiston. Swing on by. I'll be out there broadcasting live from 4 to 6. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we talk a lot about...
Let's go work out with Rick.
That's right. Well, you know, thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss, this might be the place if you're thinking about losing that 20 to 30 pounds. Guess what? And if you're down in Hermiston, you hear us talk about it all the time.
Right on.
This might be the next step in that fitness, you know, journey for you.
That's right.
Right there at Planet Fitness. Come on by, say hi. I think it's going to cost like a buck to join today because it's the big grand opening. So that's it.
Nice.
$1. $1.
I'll just say, I'm a fan. They have these hydro massage beds.
Yeah.
After the workout, I go right in there.
Absolutely. So you're a customer.
I'm a fan.
That's
yes,
right.
I am.
There you go. So big savings and big grand opening today. Join me 4 to 6, Hermiston. Come on by and say hi. Looking forward to seeing you out there. Well, if you didn't know it, today is Push Button Phone Day. Who remembers the push button phone?
Boop, 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 boop.
And who remembers the see-through phone? Because that was the big deal.
You had a see-through phone?
My sister did in the early 90s.
Oh.
In the early 90s.
It's kind of cool. You saw the wires work
Yeah. See all the gears and all that stuff. And I think every teenage girl on the planet had one of those phones back
I
in the day.
I didn't. I had a flip phone.
But
am I dating myself?
And didn't you have a private line?
I did. I bought it with my baby. Oh, my mom went crazy.
I bet.
What teen kid needs their own telephone line?
I know.
It was cool. I had my own answering machine.
Now, you and I are old enough, at least when I was at the Oasis down on the Grand Ronde River, because you're out in the middle of nowhere, you had to share a party line, at least early on when I was about...
I remember hearing about those.
Yeah,
like,
and it did exist.
I'd be like, get off the phone.
Yeah.
I need to get through to somebody.
It was more for the rural area,
mm-hmm.
you know, a rural area, because there's only like so many lines to do that back in the day. So being down there on the Grand Ronde, they had a party line at least for a couple years. Then it went to it. Just they had their own regular line later after that. So I did experience a little bit of a party line back in the day. So push button phone day. Someone who still uses outdated technology. Does Jeff still use outdated
technology? Gosh, does anybody have like a landline anymore?
I don't know, man. We don't
even have landlines here.
I haven't had a landline forever. I mean, the list, I mean, gosh, early 2000s or yeah. mid 2000s, I got a cell phone.
Yeah, I don't really.
And I had a landline for a while, and then I was like, what am I doing this? Uh-huh. My buddy Ashley, we talk about Ashley a lot on the show, he's upset that I don't have a landline. We go, why don't you have a landline? And because...
Does he have one still then?
He does. His mom's 80 years old, so she's got a landline. But the hilarity is because I would not pick up the phone, he bought me a phone and dropped it off. And I'm like... He didn't realize.
Wait a minute. He bought you a landline phone?
Yes.
Plug it in, Rick.
Yes. Because now.
I didn't realize you don't even have a landline.
Well, I don't pick up the phone. What are you talking about? So it was so funny was I did. Yes, I had. It was kind of a bundle deal with Spectrum or whatever.
Yes.
So I had a landline, but I didn't have a phone plugged into it, nor did I care to have a phone plugged into it. I was just looking for the savings. Anyway, if my buddy Ashley, he a little goes a long ways with Ashley, right? So on the fifth, like the 10th time he calls me, I'll pick up, right? But for the first 10 times, I don't
pick up. Why do you torture your friends like that?
I do. I'm pretty good at it. So anyway, so yeah.
I'm just going to tell you this. Your message is so long, I just hang up.
Hey, I'm good. Good. It's a self-deterrent. I like it. I'm not a big phone guy. I mean, you can message me.
I'd text you. I just try to call you.
Yep, and I'll call you back. So today, push button phone day. Anybody who's using outdated technology, this means the BlackBerry, the VCR, the rotary phone. Yeah, let's go down.
I had a BlackBerry.
See?
That was a cool phone. I had to update.
People loved it.
Yeah.
So we'll take some calls. 547-KORD. App chat us today, push button day. What are you still using that's old tech? We want to know. Rick and Patty, KORD.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Listen, tomorrow night, the CMA is going to be hosting it. Going to be a fantastic time and catch all the action. Taste of Country Nights will have it for you.
I'm going to be watching.
I know Evan's been doing a lot of interviews. I saw him interviewing Dan and Shay, Luke Combs. The list goes on and on. So catch Taste of Country Nights tonight with all those great interviews as they're over there in Nashville hanging out for the CMAs.
I want that gig.
I know. Come on, Evan.
I mean.
Share a little bit of that pie with us. But it's going to be a great time. And tomorrow night's Music's Biggest Night with CMAs coming back. All the action, we will have it for you right here at 102.7 KORD. All right, 7:52. Today, if you didn't know, it is Push Button Phone Day. We've been talking about outdated technology. You once had a BlackBerry.
I did have a BlackBerry.
Who didn't have it? We had a VCR. I mean, you had a VCR.
Of course.
We had a CD player, I guess. Yeah. CD player back in the day.
Do people even watch DVDs anymore?
So, interesting enough, before we get to the phone calls, when you buy a movie on your streaming service or whatever, you don't own the movie. So a lot of people are going back to the physical copy because they actually, if you go buy the complete series of Friends, you own it.
So, like, I have several DVDs. I have nothing to watch them on.
Right. Well,
I don't have a DVD player.
Well, there you go.
I mean, what?
So we're taking your calls, 547-KORD. Do you use outdated technology? What are you using?
My cousin uses a VHS player because she said that she can buy movies for a penny at the thrift store.
Oh!
So that's what her daughter watches is VHS tapes, and they use floppy disks that they burned different movies and CDs because it's cheaper and they still work.
Wow.
She said she can buy 100 of them compared to, you know, just 20 DVDs.
Yeah.
So wow. I was like, my daughter didn't even know what it was when we went to go visit her house. She's like, what is this thing?
Yeah, what is that? The VCR.
I have Purple Rain on VHS.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got a bunch.
I can't watch it.
Yeah, I still got a bunch of, I do not have a VHS player.
No.
I mean, I do have a DVD player, but I remember meeting Megan for the first time, and she has a big book full of, like you said, copied movies.
Yeah.
She has one of those big movies like that. So, yeah, 547-KORD, taking your calls. What outdated technology are you using?
I've got an old black and white console television that has on one side of it the radio, which is AM, FM, that all the dials you had to find what you wanted.
Yeah.
And on the other side was a record player that played 33 and a third records.
Wow.
It still works. And we use it to play the first edition of the Nintendo that came out when you would play ping pong, you know?
Yeah.
To bounce off the screen, back and forth with the paddles up and down.
Taking his bag with Tank. Remember Tank?
I do remember Tank. That was like the first. Pong is old, way old school. That, boop, boop.
Yeah, that was. And then it would just go faster.
Boop, boop, boop.
Crazy how it's changed. So, more of your calls on the way. Outdated technology. Oh, if you got something old, I know that Megan's grandma still has the old black and white TV and the whole thing.
You remember the whole console thing?
The nice thing about
back. Speakers built in.
The nice thing about back in the day is people weren't hauling off your 400-pound TV.
No, they were not.
You couldn't lift that thing. You could not lift it.
It was part of the wall.
you couldn't take the unit. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, people weren't stealing your TV, and not like the flat screens today. All right, more of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
810, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD with Rick and Patty. Good morning. 41 degrees and sunshine for you, Tri-Cities. All right, so we got to do a little housekeeping here because we got a lot of things going on.
What do you mean?
Well, number
You're
one,
scaring
if
me.
If you want to see Luke Combs, you can see Luke Combs in Vegas. We got a code coming up here in just about 10 minutes. Get ready to play along thanks to our friends at Legends Casino. Now, we got Light Up Tri-Cities, thanks to our friends at Campbell & Company, the biggest showing of holiday lights in the Tri-Cities. Need your help. We want to see those lights up on your house, your lawn, storefront, you name it, and you can win a $500 gift prize, too. Right, Patty?
Courtesy of Campbell & Company, yes. All you have to do is upload it at the KORD mobile app.
Just like that. Also, you want to look get another $500. Well, Golf Universe and KORD right on target for the holidays. Download our station app. Get your name in to win a $500 Target gift card. And our friends at Golf Universe, guess what they're going to do? Throw in another $500 for you.
Look at that.
I like it. A gift certificate from those guys as well. So that's $1,000 value.
Did you see they're moving to a new location at Canyon Lakes Golf Course?
They are.
Wow.
So for the golfer in your household, guess what? That's a great hookup right on target, and you get signed up right now. So a lot of things going on. Light Up Tri-Cities, got Luke Combs in Vegas, got right on target. I'll be out in Hermiston at Planet Fitness, big grand opening today. And then what am I forgetting? Oh, and tomorrow morning, Zach Top, our final set of tickets to give away with I Never Lie, our final set of Zach Top tickets tomorrow at 7:20.
So, and then also a little bit later tomorrow, hopefully Amanda will be coming by with
Wet Nose Wednesday. So
yes.
We're just doing some housekeeping for you.
I don't mind that at all.
Doing some housekeeping there. You know, and as the holidays get near, I know Patty did a check-in with Tri-City's weight loss yesterday. And Ashley's like, well, how are you going to handle Thanksgiving?
She did ask, how are you going to handle Thanksgiving? I said, I'm having ham. It's on the plan.
Ham is on the plan. I like how it all rhymes there. Well, if you're looking to lose 20, 30 pounds, guess what? We got the hookup for you, too, don't we, Patty?
We do. You need to give Ashley a call at 509-410-0670. She and her husband, Drew, they'll get you all set up. They are the Lopez's, and they are amazing with Tri-Cities weight loss.
Yeah, Dr. Lopez. The nice thing about it is you just follow the food list. That's it. There's no shots. There's no drugs.
None of it.
There's no exercise, no calorie counting, no macros, none of that. You literally just say, here's the food, follow it, you're going to lose the pounds.
And you know what? They know that there are challenges, and they work with you, and there are tricks to get back on the plan. It's not difficult at all. If I can do it, like what, 55 pounds in 5-6 months?
Patty's at 55 pounds. I lost 20 pounds. And you can do it. I lost it in 6 weeks, and Patty's lost 50 pounds. You want to lose 20, 30 pounds in a month or two, guess what? We got you covered, right?
410-0670. It's TriCitiesWeightLoss.com.
Just let them know.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Right now, 808, our Luke Bryan flyaway to Vegas. Again, 808, chance to fly off to Vegas. Thanks to our friends at Legend Casino, again with the code 808. So there you go. All right, Patty, it is time for the conclusion of Other People's Problems, so you can chime in on this right now. Thank you, Cliff Septic, for sponsoring it. What is going on with Dave and Richland here?
So, Rick and Patty, I've been dating a woman for 3 weeks. She's really fantastic. I've never clicked so fast with someone, but on Sunday, tears started coming down her face at lunch. She told me she's married and is in the process of getting a divorce. She said things are going to get rocky between her and her soon-to-be ex. She said she didn't want to tell me she was getting divorced because she didn't want to ruin things between us. So my best friend and brother say, you better cut ties with this woman. But what would you do if you were me? Can you ask your listeners if they've ever been through something like this before? And if they stuck it out, was it worth it? Dave in Richland.
A lot of people are chiming in on this and totally went where I didn't go with it. Well, I didn't realize we're going that far. So what are people saying, Patty?
She's married, not divorced yet. I'd run because until she's 100% divorced, she's married. She should have been honest from the start. If she did hide that, what else is she hiding? Is she seeing other people too? Levi wants to know.
Yeah, Shalina says that she cheated on him with you, which is not to say she won't cheat on you. I say don't walk but run, and that's from Shalina.
Amy says cut ties, find a more honest person. 3 weeks isn't true love. Let her rebound with another guy.
Sylvia says she's married. She needs to figure out her stuff out. What it's like to be alone. She is already bouncing to a new man, and her old man is still attached. So she's married. That's what Sylvia says.
Delavan says, that's the first sign of dishonesty. I'd cut ties. You're only 3 weeks invested. Don't try to save me from the truth by lying. Patty Matthews says, just take it slow.
Yeah, that's where I was at. But and Shane says, your heart is blind. Run.
I know. Most people are saying run. This is a red flag.
Interesting. I guess, we don't know the whole story.
We don't.
So sorry, Dave. We don't have all the particulars on the particular situation. It's tough. The heart wants what the heart wants. Uh-huh. So it gets a little...
And some people just want a friend.
They do. I get that. So, we don't know enough about the relationship. Like, you know, have they been separated for a while? They could still be married, but been separated for years.
We don't know.
We don't know. She did come, you know, now it's only 3 weeks in. So she did fess up pretty quick. So a lot of people were after her for not fessing up. Like, well, you're 3 weeks in. So... I mean, I don't know how much you get done in 3 weeks. I've known people who got married after a week. So what do I know? What do I know about love? I know nothing about love. So Dave, we did our best to solve it for you, buddy. 547-KORD. App chat us what you would do in this situation. We want to know other people's problems. A lot of great comments in there.
Oh yes.
It went the way I didn't expect.
We do have the smartest people.
Yeah, we do.
Participate in this.
It went the way I didn't think it was going to go. I thought you all were going to say take it slow, like Patty Matthews said, but guys said no. Get Rick out of the car. Push him out. He don't know nothing. All right, Dave, did our best to solve it for you. You guys chime in. Other people's problems. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.